same time, one can say that you can't really have any one faculty without the others in a lesser degree. They're all present. You may have one absolutely predominating, but the fact that one is there at all means that the others are there, at least embryonically. For instance, you may have a lot of shraddha, a lot of faith. You may be very fond of devotional meetings. You may like to offer flowers and light candles and wave sticks of incense. You may like to do all this. But at the same time, there will be an understanding of the significance of it all. You won't do it just blindly, certainly not in this country. So wisdom is also there. Then in the performance of the puja, a certain amount of effort is necessary, a certain amount of vigour is involved. At least one has to come to the meeting, at least that. Then a little concentration. When you're reciting the words, when the puja is going on, you're concentrated on it. Sometimes one can become quite deeply concentrated just by the puja, just by the worship, just by the various offerings. Some people have been known in Buddhist countries to attain or obtain, through participation in various forms of worship, various forms of ritual, with understanding, with intelligence, to attain to a quite deep level of concentration, deeper than they might normally get even in meditation. And of course, that last factor, mindfulness, is also present. If you're not mindful when you do your puja, when you perform your worship, you'll make mistakes, you'll forget the words. When the bhikkhu says buddhang saranang gacchami, you'll say dhammang saranang gacchami, and so on. That's because you're not mindful. But if you are doing it sincerely and properly, you'll be mindful. So that faculty, that spiritual sense, will be there too. So in this way, when out of faith you perform a puja, there's also wisdom to some extent, there's also energy to some extent, concentration to some extent, and mindfulness to some extent, even to a great extent. So the one may be, as it were, in the lead, the others are all there, all present, to some extent. So the Buddhist aims at developing all of them equally, all these five. All these spiritual senses or spiritual faculties aims at developing faith and wisdom, energy and concentration, and of course above all, mindfulness. And this of course is the pattern of the Buddhist life, the development of these five spiritual faculties, or if you like Dr. Kohn's expression, cardinal virtues.